Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. As promised, on the line with me is two-time heart disease survivor, Julia Allen. And she's here to talk about the Go Red campaign and just to bring awareness to heart disease in our community. How are you today?
I'm well, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Good. Now, tell us your story. I hear you have a remarkable story.
Oh, I don't know about remarkable, but maybe enough to hopefully share and save somebody's life. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
So let's see. April of 2013, at the age of 44,
wow,
I had a heart attack at work. What's unfortunate about that scenario is it probably could have been prevented had I made, you know, a few simple life changes. And so that's why I really want to get my story out there, because I'm hoping that some other mom will hear this and make some changes.
You said 44 you were found.
I was 44 at the time, yes.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
I decided this year that I wanted to begin to learn how to eat clean.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to be able to learn how to eat better and so I could feel better. Because the older we get, we see the changes that happens in our body. But oftentimes they'll just chalk that up to old age, and you just never know till you get your physical or you get a checkup.
And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did, Cheryl. Wow. I'm so glad to hear you say that. That's exactly what I did. You know, I was getting a little winded, you know, going up the stairs and a little tired here, and just always making an excuse for how I was feeling when it was just a little bit out of whack. And it's just not normal. We need to pay better attention to ourselves.
Wow. I know that's right. Especially, you know, 44 is young, but when you think about it, you know, our bodies changes and we have to be careful of how we do that. You had a heart attack twice.
Two in the same day.
Got it.
So what happened was, yeah, I had the heart attack at work about 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't realize I was having a heart attack, I continued working and on conference calls. So by the time I finally got to the hospital, it was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Cheryl. And this is after I drove myself to the hospital. And on the way, I stopped at home to make a snack and leave a note for my kids. So that just tells you how far gone I was and how much it was about everybody else but me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Girl, that was God. You know, he sent, he had two angels. He put one on each shoulder and said, y'all go down there and get that nut and carry her to the hospital. Because that's what needed to happen, right?
And, you know, I'm laughing, but because I'm a working mom as well, and I have four. I mean, my two older kids are grown, but, you know, I have two teenagers, and you're right. And my job is demanding, and you're thinking about everything else and how to make everything work.
Exactly. Now, at the time I had the heart attack, you know, my youngest was 5 years old. So,
wow.
So all I'm thinking is, you know, my baby's going to get off the bus, and
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to be home.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm thinking. He's going to be hungry. He needs a snack. And I need to leave them a note so that they know why mommy's not home. And it's just, you know, there's a million things I could have done. I could have called a neighbor
mm-hmm.
and said, be out at the bus stop. It's other choices I could have made,
mm-hmm.
you know. And by the time I got to the hospital, I mean, I was fussing about it because I didn't want to go. I didn't want the bill. I didn't want to wait. When I got to that hospital, I darn near collapsed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, was it painful all that time while you were working? You just ignored it?
No. Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that. Let me tell you my symptoms. I had nausea. I had a really bad feeling of heartburn. Those were the two initial, and I felt like I needed to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three initial things that I felt in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So then those symptoms went away. So then around lunchtime, it all came back, and then it was much stronger. It was worse. And then I had more symptoms. By then, I started getting tightening in my jaw, pain in my left arm. I had pain in my back shoulder blade on the left side. I started sweating profusely, and I was really dizzy. So that's when I knew something was wrong. And that's when I remembered that the Go Red campaign, it had just ended.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered that women's symptoms were different. So I Googled red, the color red, because that's all I could remember, and symptoms of women having a heart attack. And I came across the Go Red for Women website.
Wow.
So it saved my life. Literally, that website saved my life.
Now, before we start talking about preventative measures and what you've done, you know, for lifestyle changes, let's talk about the Go Red campaign. Tell us more about it.
Sure. This campaign is a campaign headed by the American Heart Association, and it's this Friday, February the 6th, which is tomorrow. We want everyone to wear red in support of the Go Red campaign and getting information out about women's heart health. So you'll probably notice all around your city, you'll notice buildings going red, and you'll see red dresses everywhere, and that's what that's about. We want to get the information out, especially to women, especially to African-American women. Cheryl, when we look at African-American women ages 20 and older, 48.9%, that's almost half, have cardiac disease, and they do not know it.
Wow.
An awful number, and we've got to make a change in that.
We have to make a change. Talk about some preventative measures, some things that you've done that you'd like to share with our community.
Absolutely. Exercise. I was the one, and I won't say was, and still to this day, hate to exercise. I don't know what it is. I just don't like to do it. But guess what? I have to do it. Right. So what I try to do is do things where it doesn't seem as much like I'm exercising. I walk. I have one of my teammates at work. We walk for 30 minutes during our lunch hour every day. I bring my tennis shoes to work, and we go for a walk. So that's a way that I know guaranteed I've got time to do that. A lot of times as moms, you know, you said you have four kids. I've got three kids. Mm-hmm. So you're always at somebody's football practice, right, track practice, wrestling practice. You name it, I'm there. So instead of, you know, sitting in the car and playing on my phone, I take my tennis shoes and some sweatpants, and I walk around the field while they're practicing. Mm-hmm. So we really look at our schedules. We really do have the time,
yeah,
you know.
So
making time, yes, for that exercise, making simple changes to how I cook my food. You know, you might get something fried in my house once a year. I don't fry anything anymore.
Wow.
You know, everything is baked, broiled, grilled. You know, how we season, there's no more table salt. You know, the salt is gone. There's enough salt in your food. And there are different herbs and things that you can use that can make your food taste delicious.
Right,
you know?
Right.
For me personally, I stopped using my hair as an excuse not to exercise. You know, I don't want to get my hair wet.
We do that in our community. We do that in our community.
Absolutely.
I know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you see pictures of me now, you will see me, you know, proudly wearing all my waves and curls that God gave me naturally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that excuse is out the door. So, you know, if you're smoking, I was not a smoker, but for those that do, that's something you want to stop immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That there's just nothing good about it, especially when it comes to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get your numbers checked and know your numbers. Those numbers specifically are your cholesterol and your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know those numbers and keep an eye on them, because again, high blood pressure, you don't feel that. There was no indication for me that I had high blood pressure.
Wow.
You know, so, and then obesity, you know, we need to get that weight off, get the weight off, and also have your glucose levels checked, because diabetes is, you know, a gateway into having heart disease.
I mean, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, this is 25 years in radio for me. And for this 25th year, I said, you know, I wanted to learn to eat clean. And I've been doing since January.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's not as hard as we think.
It's
so many things, portals and things you can go on now to find out how to season your food differently, how to, you know, make different dishes that I'm kind of enjoying right now. And it's the exercise thing. I love
it.
I love cardio, actually.
I wish I did.
But like you, you know, you just figure, I don't have time to do it, you know?
Yeah,
But you have to make time. We make time to do the things we need to do, so.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that about the food, because for me, I always assumed, oh, it's going to take so much longer. You know, grabbing that box of Hamburger Helper out of the shelf was so much easier. But it's not. It's not that much harder, and it doesn't take, you know, much more time to cut up some vegetables and throw them in with some olive oil and some seasoning and stir fry them. You know, it really does not take that much more preparation time to eat healthy.
I love it. Give us more information where we can find out more about you and more about the Go Red campaign.
Okay, well, let's start with the Go Red campaign. You can go to goredforwomen.org. And all this stuff that we talked about, it's on that site for free. Different ways of recipes, how you can change how you cook to eat more healthy, exercise tips, what's the right exercise for you. All this information we talked about, it's on the site and it's free.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Now, how can we find out more about you?
Yes, absolutely. On Twitter, they can reach me at Julia's Heart 1. That's at Julia's Heart 1. On Facebook, I'm at Julia's Heart Healthy. At Facebook, it's Julia's Heart Healthy, or they can just go to my website. It's juliasheart.com.
I love it. Talking with Julia Allen, she had 2 heart attacks at 44, and she's sharing with the community how we can live better. I love it. Thank you so much for checking in with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and we're going to save some lives with
this interview.
Yes,
and happy Go Red Day tomorrow, right?
You as well.
Right. Have a good day.